Well, hello, Donnell. Thank you so much for joining us. We are speaking with Donnell Clayton. She is the author of The Marvelers. This is actually your debut. It's a fantasy novel for middle grades, and you've received quite a few compliments about this book already. Why don't you kind of set up your story as an author? How did you get interested in writing magical fantasy?
Well, I failed chemistry in college, and my parents told me to figure it out. I wanted to be a doctor, and it did not work out. And so I returned to the thing that I loved to do as a young person, which was reading. And I became a librarian and a teacher for many years, but I was teaching in New York City, and my students, my elementary and middle school students, were asking me tough questions about why kids that looked like them and kids from their communities didn't show up in magical fantasy and these kinds of stories. And I took it as a challenge to try to write books that I knew that they would love to read. So that's how The Marvelers and all of my work actually came to be.
What makes The Marvelers such a diverse story? What exactly is the background of his characters, and why are they called Marvelers?
Sure. The Marvelers. So it's set in our world. And marvelers are a magical group of people that have marvels. That is something that is marvelous about you, your gift. They believe that everyone has a light inside of them, and that light manifests into a magical gift, which is that marvel. And they decided to leave the regular world behind, the boring, non-magic people, and live in the skies. They have three cities that move around the world, and they have a school that their children go to. And so they are, you know what I mean, global. They're from all over the world. Marvelers come from all different countries and communities. And so, but what you get to follow is that there is another group of magical people called the Conjurers, and they were left behind on the ground with all the non-magical people because the Marvelers felt like their magic was a little too strange to be invited in their global magical community. Hmm. And so the Conjurers can come and shop and visit the cities and all that, but they can't stay. They have to go back home to where the non-magical people live, and they have their own community. And this story is about the first Conjure student to ever get to go to this institute, and it's about building community. How do we build a bridge between two communities, magical communities, that don't see eye to eye and have a fraught history?
Definitely can see a lot of real-world influence into the formation of this story of the one class that's kind of left behind. Do they feel, the Conjurers, do they feel like they're left out? Do they choose to be exiled?
They don't choose to be exiled. They just are. And they do feel left out. But the community is conflicted. Some Conjurers don't believe that they want to ever interact with Marvelers. They think that they're just fine and that they shouldn't mingle. And then there's another group of Conjurers that believe that it would be great if they could be included so that they could leave behind the non-magical people, too. Nobody wants to be around non-magic people. And that they could live in the skies as well. So they have this weird relationship. And they have stereotyped each other, and there's a lot of misunderstanding. And so it's about how do we come to consensus? How do we make space for each other in community?
This is such a fascinating book. I mean, everyone loves fantasy and especially magic, and the idea of three floating cities just blows my mind. But how did your experience as a librarian and talking with middle schoolers, working with children, how did that form the basis for writing this book?
It's the cornerstone of everything that I do. So working with kids is the fuel that reminds me of why I'm a writer. I am a librarian and a teacher and a reader first and foremost, and I'm trying to make sure that every single kid can walk into a bookstore, walk into a classroom, walk into their library and see themselves reflected back in fun, engaging, exciting stories. I feel like especially in elementary and middle school, this is the time when imaginations are built, and they're built by books and built in classrooms and in libraries. And what happens when you don't see yourself? What happens when you get messaging that you can't be a hero of a story? You learn to not value what is unique and exciting about you, and you might not love reading. You might not ever want to be a writer or engage in any type of stories or storytelling, and I feel like to be a human being is to tell stories. So it's super important to me. Everything that I do is in service of young people and the kids that I worked with every day.
You actually have a nonprofit to help you with that mission, We Need Diverse Books. Do you mind explaining a little bit about that and how people can find out more?
Sure. If you Google We Need Diverse Books or go to diversebooks.org, you will find a nonprofit organization that I help run that I love that really helps teachers, librarians, parents, educators, readers themselves, publishing personnel, and writers figure out how can we make sure that our bookstores, that our library shelves, that our classroom shelves reflect all students and all readers, and so that they can all know that they deserve to be in books and to be the hero, and that there are mirrors of their own experience available to them and windows into other people's experiences. So we have various programs that help us get at that mission to make sure that all kids have the opportunity to fall in love with books and stories.
Danielle Clayton is the author of The Marvelers. And Danielle, when you were growing up and you had a lot of books, what exactly was the importance of reading for you? Did you use reading to escape? Did you use reading to make new friends? How important is it for you?
Reading was everything to me. I would rather have my book and be like holed up under my grandmother's table, like reading, than going outside or doing other things. It was my obsession. And it was my obsession because my dad was obsessed with books and is obsessed with books. And so I was listening to books on tape every, you know what I mean, on the way to school and on the way back. And so I believe that readers are created by other readers. And so my dad created me into a reader. We went to the bookstore every single week. I went to the library every day. I was a voracious bookworm. So, and I wouldn't be a writer had I not filled my creative well with all of these different books that I was reading. So reading was everything that I wanted to do all day, every day. Even now to this day, I'm like, can I just stay in and read a book? Or I have to be an adult now? I have to go do adult things? I'm envious of my 10-year-old self who could just read all day for the summer. Like, my summer was full of just reading, and I was thrilled.
Danielle, have you had a chance to read this book aloud yet to any children?
Not yet. I head out on tour this afternoon, and I get to go to schools all week, and I'll get to do some reading. I can't wait.
How exciting. Well, Danielle Clayton, thank you so much for joining us. Anything else you'd like to include where people can find out more about you?
Sure. You can find me on all social media platforms at Brown Bookworm. And if you want more information on The Marvelers, you can go to the website, themarvelersseries.com.
Danielle Clayton, thanks so much for joining us, and have a great week reading to the kids.
You too. Thank you so much.
Take care. The Marvelers, the new book by Danielle Clayton. This interview was originally conducted May 3rd of 2022.